Mining the Exotic Vet. This is Kiri speaking.
Hey, Kiri, how are you? It's Ross Martin here with the guinea pigs.
Yeah, good, thank you, Ross. And yourself?
Yeah, not bad. I don't suppose I'd be able to take up 2 or 3 minutes of Vanessa's time at all, would I?
She's just going into a consult now, Ross. So unfortunately, no. She's going to be pretty much flat out all day.
So that means I won't get to talk to her all day.
I can leave a message and she can call
you back, okay.
She's got a free moment if that's indicated. But yeah, she's pretty flat out all day. She's going to a conference next week, so all the appointments have been taken this week.
Righto then.
Yeah, so what's it in regards to, Ross?
Pet chemist online giving me the wrong prescription, and I've been feeding this guinea pig that prescription now for about 3 weeks.
Okay.
So can you take some notes?
I'll write them down and then I'll type them up. That'll be easier for me. Yep. So what prescription was it?
Okay. Well, can you look it up and tell me what it's supposed to be? What the last prescription was for Casper?
Was it the meloxicam you're getting online?
Yeah.
Yep. So it was meloxicam 1.5 milligrams per mil.
Dog?
That would be a dog one, yes, that concentration.
Right. Now, what they've given me, this is the short of the story. They've given me 0.5 for cat.
Okay.
Now, I've been, you got that written down?
Yeah, 0.5 cat, yep.
Yeah, I've been giving him that now for I don't know how long, Kiri, but it's been, you know, the bottle's just about running out. It's only a little 15 milliliter bottle.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
So I've been feeding that to him for, I don't know, 4 weeks, 5 weeks maybe, something like that. I'll have to go back through my records and find out.
Yeah.
So it hasn't affected him.
Yep. So what dose were you giving the 0.15, sorry?
0.15, yes.
Okay.
Morning and night.
Yeah, so that's the lower dose. I'd have to work it all out, but
That's the highest dose. I was told not to go any higher than that.
If that was on the 1.5 milligrams per mil suspension, you've got the 0.5 milligram per mil suspension.
Yeah, so that's a weaker dose, is that right?
If I'm thinking right, yes, definitely, because it's a weaker prescription.
Yeah, 0.5 has got to be weaker than 1.5.
Yeah, so you're concerned, obviously, because you've been giving that dose of that one there, if it's okay.
Well, I just want clarification. Yeah, I'm about to order some more, and mate, I'm going to get up this pet line chemist. I'm telling you,
mm-hmm.
because it's like, you know, that's just a monumental muck up on their behalf as well as mine. I should have read the label, but like that's just, you know, I could have killed him.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I will let Vanessa know, and then if she's unable to get the phone, I'll find out. Obviously, what you've been dosing. And everything, how it would affect Casper. Have you still got another script for the actual 1.5 milligram per mil?
No, because this is what happened. If I can just double back a little bit until the prescription before the one that I got the last time, right, was made out for a 30 mil bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Pet Chemist Online only sells 32 mil bottles.
Yep.
So there was a muck up there on my repeat because I'd used 30 instead of 32, or 32 instead of 30 rather. That 28 mils on the next repeat, which they couldn't fulfil.
Okay.
When I rang them up and said, "Do I have a repeat?" Thinking that like it's only 0.2 mil, you know, like it's. Just leave a little bit out of the bottle would have been common sense to me, but they wouldn't do it. But I rang back after I needed some. I said, "Have I got any repeats there?" And they said, "Yes, you have." I went, "All right, well, just give me whatever's on the repeat, and I'll be happy with that."
Yeah.
That was on the Friday afternoon. They left me hanging there. I waited on the phone and I got nothing. So I had to go all weekend, panicking like buggery that I wasn't going to be able to give him his pain relief.
Yeah.
Then they got back to me on Monday and said, we can do a 15-mil bottle instead of a 32-mil bottle on your repeat. And I went, okay, that'll be fine. And instead of them sending the dog one at 1.5, they've sent the 15-mil bottle of the cat one at 0.5. So they just haven't read.
Mm.
But I spoke to Emily, I think it was Emily, or someone sent me out another script.
Yeah.
And is his name Volk or something like that?
We got Brock here, yeah.
Brock, is there another
Kelvin?
Vet? Kelvin wrote
the script, yep.
Yeah, yes. Well, if you read that script, it doesn't say anything about dog or cat. It just says the meloxicam.
Yeah, it's the milligrams per mil is what is indicated.
What determines whether it's dog or cat.
Yeah, so the cat's one's always 0.5 milligrams per mil and the dog one's always 1.5 milligrams per mil.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Well, after that, Kiri, I'm really, really not liking Pet Chemist Online at all.
Yeah.
So I'm about to run out of that meloxicam. So I'm wondering if you've got some there that I can come around and get instead of going to Pet Chemist, or you can write me out another script and get it sent out or something like that.
Sure. Let me just pop you. I'm pretty sure that we've got, you're needing the 30-mil bottle, the 32-mil bottle, whatever.
Well, as much as I can. He seems to be hanging in there and going. So, yeah, if I can, yeah.
Yeah, I'll see what we've got here. So I'll just pop you on hold there, Ross. I won't be a minute.
Thanks, Gary.
Thank you for calling The Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and
Rob.
Fish.
Oh, yeah.
Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet.
Yeah, I'm Ross.
But
right, you're not seeing me. You're seeing Adam. Adam's here.
Do you want to have free flight inside
there
or outside
down
your
there,
home?
Rob.
We recommend a microchip implant to identify your...
Are you there, Ross?
Yeah, Kerry, yeah.
Yeah, no, I've definitely got... It's a 30-mil bottle that we've got here, the Ilium brand. With the 1.5 milligrams per mil. So I've definitely got bottles here. So once Vanessa gets out, just to make sure that obviously there's no issues giving what you have been giving to restarting this one. I don't foresee there will be because it was a lower dose anyway.
I don't think so. And he does seem to be doing better than what he's done. So,
So
I just wanted to check, that's all.
Yep. So I will just confirm once... Vanessa should hopefully be out of this consult within probably the next... 30 minutes or so. As soon as she gets out of that consult, I'll just confirm. I can give you just a quick call back to say yay or yay nay, which I think it'll be more yay.
Yeah.
And let you know what time would you be looking at coming through to pick that one up, just so I can make
sure. Probably late this afternoon, Kerry.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sure.
I just and that's why there's no urgency to ring me back. Like he's been doing what he's doing, so he's fine.
Yeah. So he's fine.
I'll give you a ring when I'm freed up here at work and I'm about to leave, which will be 1 or 2 in the afternoon.
Yep. No. That's fine.
Is that okay?
Yep. That's fine. If there's going to be any concern for filling this script, which I don't foresee, I'll give you a call back. But if you don't hear from me, I'll wait for you to call me and I'll say, yay, it's ready.
Right. I love it, Kerry. Thanks heaps.
Not a problem there, Ross. Okay. Talk to you later.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.